The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
In recent years, we've witnessed dozens of movies depicting the end of the world. When the Mayan calendar ended on December 21st, 2012, New Agers, prophets of doom, and superstitious people believed that either a new glorious world was about to occur, or the world would end on that date. The movie titled 2012, utilizing modern digital graphics, depicted extreme earthquakes, the eruption of Yellowstone's caldera supervolcano, and a mega tsunami which all but destroyed the earth. The 1983 film, The Day After, depicted citizens of Kansas and Missouri facing the effects of a nuclear bomb. You may have seen other disaster movies such as Armageddon, Asteroid, or Deep Impact. Movie producers often use the term apocalypse or apocalyptic. Why? Because the book of Revelation is called the Apocalypse, from the Greek meaning uncovering or revealing. The book of Revelation reveals the future of the world. It describes a great war that many refer to as Armageddon. Will the world come to an end? Will all life on earth be destroyed? Your Bible reveals the answer to that vital question. The greatest newscaster and prophet who ever lived, Jesus of Nazareth, was asked about the end of the world by his disciples. We read in Matthew 24 and verse 3, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world?" That's the King James Version of the Bible. Will the world really end in our time? Your Bible has the answer. You need to know. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The world has continued to experience severe natural disasters. We wonder if the world is coming to an end in our generation. In December 2004, the 9.1 magnitude Sumatra earthquake and the resulting tsunami killed more than 280,000 across South Asia. We still remember Hurricane Katrina from August 2005. Which disrupted millions of lives along the Gulf Coast of the United States. In May 2008, Cyclone Nargis in Burma killed around 150,000. The January 2010 Haiti earthquake killed more than 300,000 and left more than a million homeless. In January 2011, major earthquake shook Japan and a resulting tsunami destroyed cities and damaged nuclear power plants. Tens of thousands were killed, and more than 300,000 left homeless. Nuclear radiation threatened air, water, food, and human life. Cities had to be evacuated because of radiation dangers. This 9.0 magnitude Tohoku earthquake and the resulting tsunami in Japan caused record damage, making it the costliest natural disaster in history. Will natural disasters intensify? Will regional wars increase until there is a World War III and Armageddon? What does Bible prophecy reveal about the future? On today's program, we'll answer those questions, and we'll be offering you an exciting free booklet that will reveal prophetic events and the glorious future of the world. It's titled Armageddon and Beyond. You need this booklet. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to request your free copy. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. My friends, your Bible reveals the future of the world. More than one quarter of your Bible is prophecy. If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew 24. Here Jesus' disciples anticipated his return to set up the kingdom of God on earth. The disciples wanted to know the signs of his coming. Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? That's the King James Version of the Bible. Or as in the New King James Version, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? What signs did Jesus give that we should know and understand? Let's continue in Matthew 24, verse 4. He answered their question concerning the end of the world and the signs preceding it. Jesus said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For a nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. My friends, any glance at world history should teach us, after two world wars and many regional wars since, that we are headed for total global disaster. On January 22, 2015, the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists moved their minute hand of their symbolic doomsday clock 2 minutes forward to 3 minutes before midnight. The scientists made this sobering announcement, quote, In 2015, unchecked climate change, global nuclear weapons modernizations, and outsized nuclear weapons arsenals pose extraordinary and undeniable threats to the continued existence of humanity, and world leaders have failed to act with the speed or on the scale required to protect citizens from potential catastrophe. These failures of political leadership endanger every person on earth. End of quote. My friends, these are not wild speculations, but sober judgments. We need to face reality and remember the lessons of history. On August 6th and 9th, 2015, the nation of Japan remembered the 70th anniversary of two atomic bombs that virtually vaporized the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Hiroshima blast and subsequent radiation killed more than 140,000 Japanese. The Nagasaki bomb killed about 75,000 between the blast itself and radiation poisoning afterward. Is there any hope for the future? Bible prophecy reveals that an Armageddon will affect the whole world. Yes, we will experience a World War III. But there is good news. We thank God that the greatest prophet who ever lived, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will intervene and save us from ourselves. Read Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Yes, my friends, those days will be shortened. Jesus Christ will come to save the world from total cosmicide and annihilation. He will establish a new world government that will usher in a true millennium of peace and prosperity among nations. You can learn more about that coming kingdom and world government and the soon coming prophetic events in our exciting free booklet, Armageddon and Beyond. This inspiring free booklet reveals the prophesied world conflicts and cosmic disturbances in clear-to-understand language. And the booklet also reveals the good news of life beyond Armageddon. Here in the center is a chart showing end-time prophetic milestones. They include the Great Tribulation, the Heavenly Signs, the Day of the Lord, and the Second Coming. You need this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of Armageddon and Beyond. Just ask for the booklet on Armageddon. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437.
That number again is 1-800-493-5437.
With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that worldwide dangers are increasing. The threat of nuclear war has been with us for more than 70 years. On August 6th and August 9th of 1945, atomic bombs obliterated the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. The bombs exploded the equivalent of 15 and 20,000 tons of TNT respectively, with temperatures above 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit and lethal radiation. More than 100,000 people were killed instantly, and another 100,000 or more died in the next few days from the effects of the two bombings. These two nuclear bombs ended World War II. But have the world's nations, statesmen, and leaders found the way to lasting peace? The nation of Japan surrendered unconditionally, ending World War II. In his victory broadcast from the USS Missouri, General Douglas MacArthur summarized the historic lesson of war. General MacArthur repeated these words in his farewell address to Congress on April 19, 1951.
Military alliances, balances of power, leagues of nations, all in turn failed, leaving the only path to be by way of the crucible of war. The utter destructiveness of war now blots out this alternative. We have had our last chance. If we will not devise some greater and more equitable system, Armageddon will be at our door.
Yes, our Armageddon will be at our door. Or as General MacArthur pronounced it, Harmageddon will be at our door. Will you, my friends, be prepared for Armageddon? Who will win World War III? Will another military power arise in Europe that will endanger Western nations as it did in World War II? My friends, on Tomorrow's World, we've been warning our Western nations to repent of their evils and anti-God attitudes and sins. Many nations are committing the horrors of killing millions of unborn babies and even selling their body parts for profit. Many nations have approved the same-sex marriage, which God calls an abomination in Leviticus 18, verse 22. Upon whom will the greatest punishment fall? We read earlier in Matthew 24, verse 21, that there will become a time and unique in all history, the Great Tribulation. You can see the sequence of prophetic events in our free booklet, Armageddon and Beyond. The Great Tribulation will be a time of punishment for the national and personal sins of our Western nations, if we do not repent nationally and personally. If you have your Bible, turn to Jeremiah the 30th chapter. Here we see that God will punish those nations which do not seek genuine peace, but which commit idolatry and all forms of evil. Let's face reality. How many nations around the world are not consumed with greed and covetousness? In fact, God tells us in Colossians 3, verse 5, to change our behavior. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. Yes, covetousness is idolatry. Our Western nations seem to thrive on materialism, greed, and covetousness. Turn in your Bible to Jeremiah the 30th chapter. Bible students are acquainted with chapter 31, which describes the new covenant that will be made to the house of Judah and with the house of Israel in the future. Jeremiah 30, verse 4. Here God condemns the sinfulness of both peoples. Longtime viewers of Tomorrow's World are aware that the modern nation of Israel in the Middle East is primarily descended from the house of Judah. And they know that descendants of the 10 lost tribes of Israel settled in Northwest Europe and in Britain, Canada, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. Jeremiah 30, verse 4. Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see, whether a man is ever in labor with a child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Now notice verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Remember that Jacob's name was changed to Israel after he wrestled with the Lord, the Eternal. You read about that in Genesis 32, verse 28. The patriarch Israel placed his name on the sons of Joseph, who became the ancestors of the American and British descended peoples. The time unique in all history, the Great Tribulation, is the time of Jacob's trouble. How can you escape that time? We'll answer that question in the next part of the program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet titled Armageddon and Beyond. Just what is Armageddon? Your Bible guarantees that it is coming. What will be the result of that battle? Who will win that battle? You need to learn the details about end time prophecy that you probably have never heard about before. You need this booklet, Armageddon and Beyond. Be sure to order your free copy. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
The disaster movies we mentioned earlier in the program only give us a hint of the cataclysms that will occur during the Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. Just imagine volcanoes erupting in North and South America and along the Ring of Fire in nations bordering the Pacific Ocean. Imagine record-breaking earthquakes and devastating tsunamis. The asteroid that exploded over Russia on February 15, 2013, exerted 30 times the force of the World War II atomic bombs. Revelation 9, verses 13 through 18, may symbolize modern nuclear bomb warfare that will destroy billions of humans on Earth. My friends, we need to take warning. Bible prophecy warns us of the punishments and judgments to come on our nations. How can we escape those judgments? First of all, we need an attitude of repentance. We need to acknowledge our sins, ask God for His forgiveness, and change our attitudes and behaviors. If we're close to God, He will protect us during the challenging times ahead. Notice Jesus' instruction and warning to all of us, Luke 21, verse 34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. So what must you and I do? Watch, therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Now is the time, my friends, to draw close to God in prayer. You need to study your Bible and watch for the prophetic signs Jesus warned us about. Remember what we read in Matthew 24, the signs of wars, pestilences, and earthquakes. In fact, Luke mentions great earthquakes in Luke 21, verse 11. Remember the great 9.1 magnitude Sumatra earthquake of December 2004. And the resulting tsunami that killed more than 280,000 across South Asia. On October 8, 2005, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake in Kashmir, Pakistan, killed 86,000 and injured 106,000. 600,000 homes were destroyed and 3 million people were left homeless. On May 12, 2008, a magnitude 7.9 earthquake killed more than 69,000 people and caused $85 billion in damage in Sichuan Province, China. The January 2010 Haiti earthquake killed more than 300,000, injured additional hundreds of thousands, and left more than a million homeless. In January 2011, major earthquakes shook Japan, and a resulting tsunami destroyed cities and damaged nuclear power plants. Tens of thousands were killed, and more than 300,000 left homeless. My wife and I lived in California for more than two decades. We experienced several earthquakes that shook our house. It was rocking back and forth and moving up and down. It was very frightening. The book of Revelation refers to several future earthquakes. One of them occurs in connection with the heavenly signs or cosmic disturbances. This chart in our free Armageddon booklet shows the sequence of prophetic events. First, the Great Tribulation. Next, the heavenly signs. And thirdly, the Day of the Lord. This chart also shows four ongoing events during that same period of 3.5 years. Notice also that the church, genuine Christians, will be protected in the wilderness here on earth, not in heaven, for those 3.5 years. Be sure to order your free copy of our Armageddon booklet. The Day of the Lord is the time when God intervenes in world affairs. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, will judge the nations for their wickedness. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 6, verse 13. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" My friends, how will the world end? We'll answer that question in the conclusion of our program. But first, let me encourage you to order our free, exciting booklet, Armageddon and Beyond. This exciting free booklet will cover the sequence of prophetic events leading up to World War III and Armageddon. And it reveals the good news of life beyond Armageddon. You need this booklet. Listen to these subtitles in the booklet. The Seventh Trumpet, War Against Christ, God Will Save Doom Mankind, Beyond Armageddon, and your personal future. You need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of Armageddon and Beyond. Just ask for the booklet on Armageddon. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
On today's program, we've been discussing the end of the world and the dangers we all face. When Jesus' disciples asked him what would be the sign of his coming and of the end of the world, the real question was not the end of planet Earth, the world, but the end of the age. Planet Earth will always exist, even though it will be renewed by Almighty God. Read our spiritual destiny in Revelation 5, verse 10. God reveals that the saints will be kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign, where, in heaven? No, on the earth. My friends, your Bible reveals the prophetic events leading up to the return of Christ to rule all nations. The Prince of Peace will establish righteous world government over all nations. Beyond Armageddon is good news. World history has demonstrated that mankind does not know the way to peace. But the Prince of Peace will teach all nations the way to peace. More importantly, human nature must be changed. General Douglas MacArthur realized that human character is the central issue.
We have had our last chance. If we will not devise some greater and more equitable system, Armageddon will be at our door. The problem basically is theological and involves a spiritual recrudescent and improvement of human character that will synchronize with our almost matchless advances in science, art, literature, and all material and cultural developments of the past 2,000 years. It must be of the Spirit if we are to save the blessed.
Thankfully, as General MacArthur recognized the need, there will be a spiritual recrudescence or spiritual renewal all around the world. Notice this inspiring prophecy in Micah 4, verse 2. Many nations shall come and say, "Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." My friends, thank God that a new world and a new age are coming in this generation. Pray as Jesus instructed, "Your kingdom come." That's in Matthew 6, verse 10. We need to prepare for the future with faith. Study your Bible every day. Draw close to God in prayer. And look forward to God's coming kingdom and the new age to come, tomorrow's world. Be sure to request our inspiring free booklet, Armageddon and Beyond. This booklet covers much more vital information than we've had time for on this program. Just call the number on your screen or contact us through our website, tomorrowsworld.org. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. We'll continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.